This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, November 7, 2017. Mary Marcos writes in today's Salem News, in Peabody, in addition to a bigger Brody's Pub, 20 brand new apartments will be ready for rent at 1 Main Street by next fall. A new Mexican restaurant could open up next door in as little as 3 months. The plans for the property, once an eyesore in downtown Peabody, amount to a $4 million investment in the city. Owner Pat Todisco is quoted as saying, everywhere we go, people are so appreciative that we're taking something that's been sitting there, an eyesore for the city for a long time, with unfulfilled promises from developers, my son and I are fulfilling our promise. He purchased 1 Main Street at an auction about 4 months ago and has since completely gutted the building with his son and business partner, Stephen. Todisco is also quoted as saying, we both have the same vision along with the mayor. This is our first major project in Peabody, and we look forward to doing many more. More on the story in today's Salem News, story written by Mary Marcos. It is Election Day on the North Shore. Bill Newell looks at what some voters will be deciding.
Rick, let's begin our coverage in Salem, where Dustin Luca of the Salem News writes the following. Heavy turnout is expected at the polls in Salem today when Mayor Kim Driscoll faces her first serious challenger in a dozen years and voters settle a year-long debate over the city's sanctuary for peace ordinance. Voters also head to the polls in Beverly and Peabody, but lower turnout is expected there. Beverly has only 2 contested races on the ballot for councilor-at-large and Ward 3 councilor. Peabody voters have contested races for councilor-at-large, councilor at Ward 4 and 5 and 6, as well as school committee. In Lynn, Thomas Grillo writes on the front page of today's Daily Item of Lynn that the race for mayor pits 2 of the city's titans, incumbent mayor Judith Flanagan Kennedy and incumbent state senator Thomas McGee. In Revere, eyes are on a potential political comeback of former mayor Daniel Rizzo as he seeks a city council seat. In Saugus, seats in the Board of Selectmen, school committee, and town meeting are up for grabs. Lynn City Council will have at least 1 new member with the departure of Dan Cahill, who will retain his seat in the legislature. In the September primary, Councilor-at-Large Brian LaPierre topped the field, followed by Councilors Buzzy Barton, Hong Nett, challenger Brian Field finished next, and Teo Nicolopoulos finished close behind. In a closely watched Ward 2 race for city councilor, Richard Starbard bested Gina O'Toole by about 200 votes in the primary. Another race in play in the city of Lynn is Ward 1, where councilor Wayne Losey placed first in the primary, but by a margin of just 145 votes over challenger William O'Shea III, who has put the outcome in doubt. In the rematch between Ward 5 City Councilor Diane Chakoudas and Marvin Hapalite, the incumbent Chakoudas won by a 2-1 margin. And the race for 7 seats on the school committee, there are 3 incumbents, Donna Coppola, Lorraine Gately, and John Ford. They were the top vote getters in the primary. Challenger Brian Castellanos finished at 4th place, and incumbent Jared Nicholas came in number 5. Again, Election Day on the North Shore. Polls are open. They close at 8 p.m. tonight. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell.
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. In Marblehead, the 108-bed Mariner-assisted living facility proposal for the Killam Estate on Pleasant Street landed before the Zoning Board of Appeals Monday night for a public hearing and was met with a mostly appreciative crowd early in the meeting. This story is written by Ethan Foreman in today's Salem News. He goes on that Monday night's new public hearing came about after State Land Court in Boston returned the case to the ZBA for reconsideration amid major architectural tweaks to the project by developers and the project's architects. The board had not made a decision as of press time last night, but people who stood and spoke in favor were greeted with applause. The 7 p.m. public hearing in the Performing Arts Center of the Veterans Middle School on Pleasant Street came after the project was remanding the project so the ZBA could reconsider its denial of 2 special permits needed to construct the assisted living facility. Developers proposed the project back in 2015. More on the story in today's Salem News, story written by Ethan Foreman. And a sad note from the Daily Item, Thor Jorgensen writes that Thomas A. McNulty, a town public servant and businessman known for his quick wit and public speaking voice, died Sunday at Kaplan House in Danvers after a long battle with cancer. He was 70. In recognition of the love and respect town residents have for McNulty, a public memorial service celebrating his life will be held at Abbott Hall on Sunday at 11:30 a.m. Deb McNulty called her husband of 45 years the best guy I ever knew in my life. He was the love of my life. McNulty served the town in a variety of civic roles. He entered public office in 1975 after winning election as an Abbott Public Library trustee. He was elected to the Board of Selectmen in 1980 and served on the board for 18 years, finishing first in town balloting for selectmen 16 times. He served as board chairman for 15 years and was elected town clerk from 2001 to 2007. I had the pleasure of working with Tom for quite a while at WESX Radio in Salem. Really good guy. More on the story in today's Daily Item, story written by Thor Jorgensen. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.